We're in Simon Re Shin Samech Ches Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says Vim Him Yosef Mishmonasar. If it's more than 18, Afilo Him Elef O Yosef. Even if it's 1,000 or more, Shiur Mizon Shtei Sudos. And all you need is the amount of 2 Sudos. Shem Shmonasar Grogos, which is 18 Grogos. Shem Kishisha Beitzim, which is like 6 Beitzim. V'yishom Shem Kishmona Beitzim. Some say it's like Shmona Beitzim L'chadchil. The Mishnah Berurah says that is what we should follow. But b'diavad, if it's the amount of Shisha Beitzim, that'll be good enough. So that's why we put a box of matzahs as ours. So that is equal to Shisha Beitzim, Shmona Beitzim. Ksif Dalet, Nismana Mi Shiur, Nismai Mi Shiuro, if it becomes less than what it was, that it's no longer Shtei Seudos anymore. After the first Shabbos that you had set it up has started already, but a kol shehu remains kasher, then remains kasher even for all other Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that if it happened before Shabbos started, so then that's like the tchilas eruv, even though they already put it, and that would be what we discussed earlier in the siman. But here, once Shabbos already started, so you only need the appropriate shear at the beginning, and therefore remain kasher for all other Shabboses. Magen Avraham says that this din, that if it remains a kol shehu is kasher, that was only the time of Shas, time of the Gemara, where they would do eruv v'chatzeres and shitufim avos, everyone on their own. As opposed to us, who we do Shituf and Erev together, instead of doing separate Erev Chatzeres and Shituf and Mavos, we do everything combined together, as we'll see in Siman Shin Pei Zayin, so then it will be possible for the second Shabbos if you do not remain with the appropriate Shir for the Erev. The Ber Halacha says that there are some who are cholik, and Lechatchila for sure, you should be careful to make sure that you remain with the appropriate Shir for the next Shabbos. If it rotted, something happened to the bread that it was no longer edible. It's like it is completely gone. And you have to make a new Erev with new bread. Mishnah Berurah says that if you saw this on Shabbos, but you don't know whether it happened before Shabbos or on Shabbos, we could assume that it happened on Shabbos. And Bein HaShmashos, it was Roi Lechol, and therefore the Erev would be fine for this Shabbos. That's why we use matzah. Minhag is to use matzah, which won't become moldy or rot or anything like that. Also, because you're able to then let it remain there for Pesach, and you could have the same Erev last the entire year. And this is better than making a new Erev every Erev Shabbos, because maybe you'll come to forget to do it one Shabbos, and that would be problematic. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you really want to fulfill all the opinions, then you should make your own Erev every Erev Shabbos and be mezaka that to the Kahal through someone else. And then there's no concern that maybe something will happen to the Erev that you left for the entire year. You should just not make a bracha on it, since the Erev that was made for the entire tzibur of the shul might be kasher. And therefore, you shouldn't make a bracha on the one that you're making, but I'm not aware of anyone that actually does this. Mihu says Rama, Imrotim Larv Kol Erev Shabbos, V'lechol Erev Kol Shabbos. If you want to make an Erev every Shabbos and eat it that Shabbos, or Shus B'Yadam, you're allowed to do that. The reason you would want to eat it on that each Shabbos would be because we have a concept of once a mitzvah was done with something, so then you should do another mitzvah with it. So you would use it for one of the sudos of Shabbos. But again, this is not done either. We usually set it up for the whole community, the Erev, with a box of matzahs, leave it in the shul for the whole year, and then just renew it the next Pesach.